How to use the TikTok ad library for competitor ad research, and stop wasting ad budget. Most brands fail on TikTok long before their campaign goes live. They skip research, trust instinct, and assume creativity alone will carry performance. Then the click-through rate collapses, the spend disappears, and the platform gets blamed. The difference is often hidden inside the TikTok ad library. One brand launches ads blindly and gets ignored. Another spends 20 minutes studying hooks, pacing, and CTAs inside the ad library before filming a single video. Same audience. Same product category. Completely different outcome. That gap is what separates random content from strategic advertising. What the TikTok ad library actually is, and why most people use it wrong. The biggest misunderstanding around the TikTok ad library is that people think it is one tool. It is not. TikTok actually offers two separate platforms for ad research, and each serves a different purpose. The first is the creative center. This is where most marketers should spend their time. It shows trending ads, performance signals, industry filters, and creative inspiration across global markets. The second is the commercial content library. That tool focuses on ad transparency, mainly for EU and UK markets. It lets you search advertisers and view active campaigns. Then there is TikTok Ads Manager, which many beginners confuse with the TikTok ad library. Ads Manager is where campaigns are launched and managed. It is not designed for competitor research. Here is the simplest way to think about it. Goal. Tool. Find trending ads in your niche. Creative Center. See active competitor ads. Commercial Content Library. Launch Campaigns. TikTok Ads Manager. Most people open the wrong tool, find limited data, and decide the platform is useless. The problem is usually the process, not the library itself. Why smart brands treat the TikTok ad library like a competitive intelligence system? There is a huge difference between browsing ads and researching ads. Browsing collects aesthetics. Research extracts signals. Experienced media buyers do not watch TikTok ads thinking, "That looks cool." They study structure. They analyze pacing, hook placement, emotional triggers, and CTA timing. The TikTok ad library gives you direct access to what audiences are already responding to in your niche. That matters because TikTok moves fast. Creative styles change weekly. A hook that worked last month may already feel stale. Brands scaling successfully on TikTok usually test fewer random ideas. They validate angles before production starts. Imagine two skincare brands entering the same market. One films polished videos based on internal brainstorming. The other studies 10 high CTR competitor ads first and notices that transformation-focused openings consistently outperform product-first intros. The second brand is not copying. It is reducing guesswork. That is the real value of the TikTok ad library. It helps you identify patterns before spending money. The two-tool setup, which TikTok ad library to open first? Creative Center, for trend research and winning ad inspiration. The Creative Center is the main research hub inside the library. It shows trending ads by industry, CTR and engagement signals, region-based filters, popular formats and trends, performance benchmarks. This is where you go when you want to understand what is currently working in your niche. If you sell fitness products, skincare, sauce, or fashion, the Creative Center helps you identify creative patterns already getting traction. Commercial Content Library, for competitor-specific research. The Commercial Content Library is different. This version of the TikTok ad library lets you search advertisers directly and view active campaigns. It is especially useful for seeing how often competitors test ads, studying Spark Ads usage, understanding targeting summaries, monitoring active campaigns in Europe. There is one important limitation. The database mainly covers EU and UK ads. If your market is outside those regions, the visibility becomes narrower. Still, it is incredibly useful for reverse engineering competitor behavior. How to use the Creative Center for TikTok competitor ad analysis? Most people search randomly inside the TikTok ad library. That usually leads nowhere. A better approach starts with the right filter combination. The filter setup that finds real opportunities. Inside the Creative Center, use this sequence. Set the region to your target market. Choose your exact industry niche. Sort by CTR, not likes. Filter to the last 7 days. This matters more than most marketers realize. Likes measure entertainment value. CTR measures action. A funny ad can collect engagement while driving weak conversions. A high CTR ad usually signals strong messaging alignment between the creative and the audience. The 7-day filter matters too. TikTok trends expire quickly. Older ads show historical success, not current momentum. The goal is not to study what used to work. The goal is to identify what is rising now inside the TikTok ad library. The best marketers use every TikTok ad inspiration tool available to spot repeatable creative patterns instead of collecting random ideas. The hook dissection method. Once you start watching ads, avoid passive scrolling. Break each ad into parts. Look at the first visual frame. What communicates immediately? Is it a transformation, a bold statement, or a surprising image? Then study the first 3 seconds carefully. Most winning TikTok ads use one of four opening structures. A direct question. A strong claim. A visual interruption. A relatable pain point. After that, analyze pacing. High-performing TikTok ads rarely linger on a single shot. Many cut every 1.5 to 3 seconds to maintain attention retention. Then watch for CTA placement. Some brands introduce the CTA early because they target warm audiences. Others delay it to build curiosity first. The emotional angle matters too. Certain ads lean into FOMO. Others rely on humor, aspiration, frustration, or identity. Do not draw conclusions after watching one ad. Pattern recognition inside the TikTok ad library only happens through volume. Watch at least 5 to 10 ads before deciding what themes are repeating. Build a swipe file you will actually use. Most swipe files become digital junk folders. Instead of saving random ads you enjoy, document why an ad works. A simple spreadsheet or Notion board is enough. Track. Hook type. Industry. CTA style. Estimated CTR. Emotional trigger. Editing pace. Why the creative likely converted. Over time, your TikTok ad library research becomes a testing framework rather than a collection of inspiration. Using the commercial content library to reverse engineer competitors. The commercial content library becomes powerful when you already know your competitors. Search by advertiser name and study the patterns. If a brand is running 15 variations of the same hook, that usually means the messaging works. Companies rarely spend heavily on weak creatives. You should also look for spark ads. Spark ads often indicate that user-generated style content is outperforming polished studio production. That insight alone can change your creative direction. Pay attention to volume as well. A competitor testing aggressively is likely scaling or optimizing rapidly. Low volume accounts usually indicate lighter experimentation. The best approach combines both sides of the library. Use the Creative Center to identify broader trends, then use the commercial content library to study specific competitors more deeply. 5 signals that tell you an ad is worth modeling. Not every popular ad deserves attention. Inside the TikTok ad library, these 5 signals usually separate strong creatives from temporary noise. The ad has been running for 14 plus days. Weak ads die quickly on TikTok. Longevity usually signals profitability. CTR is above industry averages. High CTR often means the hook is aligned with audience intent. The CTA matches the funnel stage. Learn more and shop now. Target different buyer readiness levels. The first 2 seconds interrupt scrolling. Pattern interrupts grab attention before the algorithm loses the viewer. The comments section is active. Emotional reactions signal resonance. Even debate can indicate strong engagement. These patterns matter more than polished production quality. When the TikTok ad library stops being enough. The free ad library is powerful, but it has limits. You cannot easily access historical ads after campaigns stop running. Cross-platform visibility is limited. Advanced filtering is also fairly basic. That is where tools like Power Ad Spy enter the picture. A TikTok Ad Spy tool gives deeper visibility into competitor behavior. With Power Ad Spy, marketers can search ads by keyword or niche, access historical creatives, filter by CTA type and engagement, compare campaigns across TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, identify long-running profitable ads faster. For beginners, the native TikTok library is usually enough. For agencies, dropshippers, or brands testing constantly, a dedicated research system becomes far more efficient. Some marketers also use a TikTok-winning ads finder to surface creatives based on longevity and engagement patterns instead of manually browsing hundreds of ads. Why certain TikTok ads keep winning? TikTok's algorithm cares deeply about watch time. That changes everything about how ads should be analyzed. A strong hook is not just a creative choice. It is an algorithmic lever. If viewers stay longer, TikTok distributes the ad more aggressively. This explains why pattern interrupts work so well. The human brain notices disruption faster than continuity. Sudden movement, bold claims, unusual framing, and emotional tension all trigger attention shifts. The best ads inside the ad library rarely start with product features. They start with identity or pain points. If you have oily skin, every founder knows this feeling. This is why your ads keep failing. Those openings feel personal immediately. The emotional structures repeat constantly because human psychology does not change as quickly as trends do. FOMO, transformation, curiosity, and social proof continue dominating top-performing creatives because they tap into predictable audience behavior. When you study the TikTok ad library closely, you are not just studying ads. You are studying emotional response patterns at scale. Stop researching competitors after you launch. Most failed TikTok campaigns are not caused by bad products or weak editing. They fail because the research happened too late. The TikTok ad library gives brands access to real-time market intelligence for free. The creative center shows what audiences are responding to now. The commercial content library reveals what competitors are actively running. The process itself is simple. Open the ad library. Filter by region, niche, CTR, and last 7 days. Watch multiple ads. Dissect the hooks. Identify recurring patterns. Test only the strongest angles. That alone can reduce wasted spend dramatically. And when deeper analysis becomes necessary, tools like Power Ad Spy extend the workflow into a repeatable competitive research system. The brands winning on TikTok right now usually did not start with better ideas. They started with better research. FAQs. Is the TikTok ad library free to use? Yes. Both the Creative Center and Commercial Content Library are free and accessible without paid subscriptions. What is the best TikTok ad inspiration tool for marketers? The Creative Center is one of the best free tools for discovering trending creatives, hooks, and high-performing ad formats. Can I see competitor ads on TikTok? Yes. The Commercial Content Library lets you search active advertiser campaigns, especially in EU and UK markets. What does CTR mean in TikTok ads? CTR, or click-through rate, measures how many viewers clicked after seeing an ad. Higher CTR usually signals stronger messaging. How often should I research TikTok ads? Check trending ads weekly and always research competitors before launching new creatives or entering a new niche.